Mr. Ario, thank you for joining me today. What is the situation on the ground for coconut farmers in areas affected by Typhoon Haiyan?
The Typhoon Haiyan actually almost destroyed 33 million coconut trees. They were either damaged or destroyed. And in my meeting with the Philippine Coconut Authority, they said that 15 million trees have really fallen on the ground and they cannot be productive anymore. And this has enhanced losses estimated at around $396 million. We are talking about small-scale farmers whose livelihoods have been really affected. I was in Tacloban a couple of weeks back and I met a farmer. His name was Domingo, who had a family of five. And he was completely dependent on a small land of 1 to 2 hectares with about 100 trees. And all of his trees have either fallen down or have become completely unproductive. And coconut was only the means of livelihood for him. He used to get like 3 harvests per year. And now the only source of income is lost. And his shelter, the small possessions he had, have been lost. So now he's completely dependent on external aid, on food handouts, which is also going to end probably in a couple of months' time. So now he's really worried because he has nothing left. And there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of farmers like him who are, almost 40% of them are tenant farmers. So if they do not get any alternative livelihood opportunities, they will have to rely on the money lenders. And the interest rate is as high as 120% per year. So if no timely assistance is given to them, they will fall into a vicious cycle of poverty and indebtedness.
So what is happening in terms of a recovery plan?
The recovery plan is these people, they need to be provided with alternative livelihood options. As coconut trees are not something that could start bearing fruit in 1 or 2 years' time, they need at least 5 to 8 years provided timely with seedlings. If no seedlings could be provided, then they'll be forced to use their own coconut seedlings, which are mainly from the coconut that have fallen on the ground. And these coconut trees, I was told by the local people, were already 70 years old. So the production was nothing more than 1 metric ton per hectare from these 100 trees. So if these coconut seedlings are to be replanted, then it would take probably 8 to 10 years to get these coconut trees ready to bear the fruits again. And the harvest will be the same again. So there is a necessity that these people are provided with some improved variety of coconut seedlings so that they could already start bearing fruits, say, in 5 to 8 years' time. So this is a very good opportunity to build back better. At the same time, they need vegetable seeds. They need cassava or sweet potatoes so that they could start producing their own food, plus small goats, other livestock ruminants, layer hens, producing chicken, producing meat and eggs. That could be a good opportunity. So this is what we are thinking of and we need to do as soon as possible to support these small-scale farmers.
How confident are you that these farmers will get the support that they need?
We have been very closely discussing this with the government. The government is on the driving seat and they are doing a great job. And our role, FAO's role, is very important in order to facilitate and provide the required support to the scale possible. We are discussing this with the international community, with many donors. We have highlighted time and again, raising the awareness of the donors. Last week, I made a presentation to the international community and everybody is saying, wow, this is interesting but yet alarming. So I believe the international community would come forward and lend a hand so that we could get the required financing in order to reach out to these small-scale farmers. I'm hopeful and I'm confident that this should happen.